This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is defending himself against allegations published by The Atlantic that he allegedly mocked American war dead as losers and suckers. Speaking at the White House, Trump said the allegations are false.
When a second-rate magazine can write things like that about somebody that's done so much for the military, can write things like that and get away with it, where you actually ask questions on it, it's a disgrace.
Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee whose son Beau served in Iraq, said that the president owes military families an apology.
The president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father and every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran has stockpiled 2,105 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. That's up from just under 1,600 kilograms last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the United States from that agreement. This is